I was now allowed to leave this environment and return to a nicer place and take up another job. That was a great joy for me. Just as I was allowed to leave this place, I was also allowed to go to other schools where I was given other, higher knowledge. So I learned about this other world and its laws, as well as spiritual life and the ascension of all life. Slowly I learned it. Slowly I was taught what spiritual life is and how many developments life goes through until it reaches the stage of perfection. When I had left this place, I was also allowed to leave the community center. I was led to a nicer place. I was allowed to share my home with other spirit brothers and sisters again, but it was very pleasant. It was no longer so simple. We lived together like a family. We had a beautiful house with a beautiful garden, and we enjoyed ourselves in this garden and found spiritual contact with each other. We revealed ourselves to each other, we told what we knew about ourselves, about our own spiritual development, and about our guilt. But we also spoke of our goodwill. We expressed our energy and our conviction together to stand up for this new world and to work for it. So we lived contentedly. And we lived together in small groups like a family. These houses were built one next to the other, and everywhere they lived together in such families. I never heard of any discord in any family. Everyone was content. Everyone was happy. Everyone had their own work to do, and everyone had a different job. I said that one house was next to another and that we had a beautiful garden. Well, in this garden there were wonderfully large flowers growing. There were arbors attached to the house, and these arbors were hung with flowers. Large, heavy flowers hung down over these arbors, and it seemed as if they were touching the spiritual earth. So there was a great growth in these flowers. Now it was my job to tie up these flowers everywhere, at all the arbors, at every house, to hang them up on the arbors and tie them down. I was left to do it in whatever way I wanted. I was never rushed because of time, and no one reproached me or demanded that so much had to be done in a short time. Everyone was responsible for themselves and was proud of doing the work conscientiously and not being idle. It was an extremely great joy and satisfaction for me to now hold the living things, these wonderful flowers, in my hand and tie them up. In this respect, I had learned in the spiritual school that there is life everywhere. Life where people are and in the spiritual world where we lived. There is life in every plant, in every flower. Every flower or plant, whatever it may be, is moving towards its ascent and must be treated with care. In all this life one should see a brother or sister and be careful not to harm this spiritual life. This was to tell us, do not destroy this spiritual life on your own initiative, leave the decision about death or life to the higher world. Fulfill your tasks, hold on to the vitality, and enjoy everything that is alive. So I tied up these large tendrils of flowers as artfully as possible and as carefully as possible. And the rows were long. So it was a lot of work that I had to do. When I reached the end of the row, I had to start again from the beginning, because the flowers had grown again and were hanging over everything again. The work seemed never-ending, but it was a great joy for me. Because here I didn't have to remove any withered leaves or branches, everything seemed to be alive, and that was a joy for me. That was my job. In the school that I had to attend together with others, it was also suggested to us that after a certain period of time we would have to return and enter human life and fulfill our tasks there in a different way. We would be given the opportunity to reach the spiritual heights more quickly if we fulfilled our tasks in human life. We were also told that we had to study diligently and that we had to adapt and fit into this spiritual order. There was truly a lot for a spirit like me to learn. A spirit that had risen from below had to learn a lot, and everything that was heard and experienced was new and admirable. I became all the more eager, because I only had to be amazed. And I was sorry for what I had done, but I was warned, don't think back about what has happened, but hold on to the future. Prepare for the future, because the future is what matters. Leave the past behind you. God has forgiven you, and you have done your part. You have been purified and you have been humbled, so a new path is open. Don't think about what has happened, but think instead about what you can do for God's plan of salvation. So we got an insight into spiritual life. We got a glimpse into the present of people, how they lived and how one or the other burdened themselves and what was waiting for them. But we also got an insight into the lives of good people and what was waiting for them. So we learned about the spiritual laws, and we were encouraged. We also had the opportunity to seek out those spirit brothers and sisters in the spiritual world who had been banished. The spiritual world is a world that can be admired in all its diversity. It is a vast realm and it is a great life and a tremendous experience for an ascending spirit. So I had done my work, was happy and had to study hard. Others, for example, carried out their work as helpers for animals, and others again had to do their work for the sick and suffering. There was so much. Well, I'll only tell you about mine. But then my time was over again and I was to take another step upwards. I had truly been able to do a beautiful job, but I was not to be arranging flowers until my next life on earth. I was only being made familiar with life through it. And now I was able to leave that place and the spirits of God led me to another level, to another world. It was another village that looked completely different. There were gardens too, but there were no arbors with flowers hanging like the ones in the last place I had lived in. It was different and beautiful in its own way and, as they said, it was a world that was much more beautiful than the one I had left behind. I couldn't really judge it that way. I was simply happy with everything that I encountered. I simply admired everything. But what made a special impression on me was the encounter with the spirit brothers and sisters. There were other spirit brothers and sisters that I met and they seemed to have a completely different mentality. Their appearance was completely different. It seemed to me that they were even more noble, even kinder, even more understanding. It was once again a world of its own, and I also made friends with this new world and was happy. I lived together with other spirit brothers and sisters in a small family. It seemed to me that the circle of this communal life was now getting smaller and smaller, but the spirit brothers and sisters with whom I lived were very loving. And so I was able to adopt so much of their nature. We lived in what I would like to emphasize was a very beautiful house. We had a large garden, but this was no longer closed off like the previous one, because it seemed as if everyone had access to this garden. I think you can compare it to a park like you humans have. Everyone could go into this large garden. There were again wonderful trees, there were ponds, and there were also animals. You could look after and occupy yourself with these animals. You could do this on the side, that is, alongside the teachings and work. You could even take such an animal home with you if the animal liked it. They were also trusting, and there were quite a few animals living in the houses we lived in. But these animals were not tied to the house like we spirit beings are. We knew, this is our home, this is our house. We have to obey the order. We have to stay there. But these spiritual animals did not know the order in this way. They also went through a spiritual upward development, and they were also free in a certain sense. With these animals it depended on whether they wanted to show their attachment to a spirit brother or whether they could not express this attachment. It was the same with me. I loved these animals and I took some into the house with me. So our house was full of animals, but they were not settled. For a while they seemed to like it with us, and then they left. I went somewhere again. We couldn't follow them everywhere, because the world or the environment was too big for these animals to disperse or return to. So we were supposed to enjoy them. They were all very trusting, and one or the other had a special affection for a certain animal and it caused suffering when this animal moved away from them. Sometimes it was also the case that these animals were called by a name by other spirit brothers and sisters, and these animals responded to the name and then followed this being. We were told that they were called to be transformed, or they were called to take their place in a very specific place. So higher spirits had taken care of these animals too. They watched over the animal world. We couldn't do whatever we wanted with them. But we had a great opportunity to deal with them, talk to them and live with them. I had to continue attending school. Now I was to find greater contact with my spirit brothers and sisters in the spiritual world. I now had to descend to suffering brothers and sisters. I was taught how to meet them and how to support them. It seemed very important, and it was given great importance, that one always supports ascending spirit brothers and sisters who are seeking help and are suffering. So I was to learn this too. I was then also trained in understanding. One had to have understanding for the suffering of others. One had to try to share their suffering and treat them lovingly. Because if we were given attention and love, it was taken for granted that we would serve the other brothers and sisters in the same way. So my task now was to go to these suffering spirits. However, I only went with a higher spirit brother, and I was supposed to learn from him how to speak to others, how to lead them. That is my job. I would like to explain that there are other spirit beings who do not carry out this kind of activity in the soul world. Rather, they have a great deal of work to do in the human kingdom with people themselves. They have to learn from people and have so much to give them that they can also learn from the spirit that leads them. This is how I carry out my job in the divine world. I have joined this great family that is connected to you, the House of Linus. I live in this great family and share all the joys. I celebrate all the festivals with these spirit brothers and sisters and am thus connected to you. So it was my task to explain to you how it is possible for a spirit to rise from below, but that it must show a lot of perseverance, a lot of humility and conscientiously fulfill what it is asked to do. So I am now happy and am waiting to be prepared for a new life on earth. A new life on earth will lie ahead of me, which I am afraid of. I would like to tell you, just as you people are afraid of dying, of the unknown that awaits you, I am afraid of the unknown, because I do not know what awaits me. I do not know whether I will do everything in my next life on earth as God requires, and whether I will not forget the divine world and remain connected to God's spirit world. It is the uncertainty, because one is sent far away, into a great distance, and what one has experienced in the spirit cannot penetrate into the human consciousness. But I also want to be full of help and confidence that I will fulfill my future as God's spirit world expects of me. And I try not to be afraid. And so you, dear brothers and sisters, should also try not to be afraid of your future, of your entry into the spiritual realm. If you are of good will and serve God, then you will be lenient. So remember, remain faithfully connected with us in spirit, with God's spirit world. Remain faithfully connected with Christ. In times of need, seek comfort from Him, seek comfort in prayer, and you will also receive help. In spirit you always experience and hear the answer. In spirit you hear whether people are happy with you. And when you have adapted and fitted in with the order, you know what is right and what is wrong according to God's order. Hold on to God's order and you will prosper. So may God give you the strength to do so. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, do you have any questions about what was presented to you? Dear spirit friend Joseph, was it also part of the punishment for this spirit that he had to learn the knowledge so laboriously after he had returned to the spiritual world? Joseph, yes. And how is it actually done that this knowledge, the ability to speak and so on is so locked up or contained that even as a spirit you have such great difficulty in learning it again? Joseph, it is a weakening of his spiritual load, and because of this weakening he is no longer able to do it. Dear spirit friend Joseph, how is this to be understood, the destruction of these dry branches? Is it destroyed with spiritual fire, or how does it work? Joseph, it doesn't necessarily have to be fire, it is simply a spiritual power. Dear Joseph, Sebastian's spirit knew about his guilt in the human body. But when he died, he had to be told why he had to go through all this. How is it possible that a person, when he has died, no longer has consciousness, and the spirit knew about these things? Joseph, yes. Every time the spirit leaves the body there is a different transformation or a completely different inflow of it. The human spirit becomes free in a different way than when body and spirit are finally separated at death. The human spirit can be led into the spiritual realms. It can be taught by the spirits of God, and one can speak to it. Such a spirit is then on a completely different vibration. The moment it finally lays down its body and its spirit is completely free, it is on a different level. I cannot say on a different spiritual stage of development, because that has nothing to do with forward development, but rather with its ad. At death the spiritual body draws the ad substances of the body to itself, it takes them back. This condensed ad that flowed through the earthly body is the bearer of all memories and feelings. The ad current that flows through the spirit and through the human being can be weakened, it can be strong. This ad current enables him to experience. And this experience and knowledge can be restricted by the higher spiritual world. It can be made manifest and it can be enclosed. It is a force that is controlled by the higher beings. Dear Joseph, what kind of animals were they that one could take home? Can you tell us? Joseph, birds, dogs, cats, rabbits. Dear too. Dear Joseph, we are always amazed at how in the spiritual world on this higher level there is a nature similar to ours. Can we still speak of matter, or is it subtle? Joseph, yes, of course. These are the beings who go through their spiritual development on a parallel level in the realm of the beyond. Just as there are developments in the animal and plant kingdoms on your level, there is the same thing in the spiritual world. This is a parallel level. Our eyes are very limited and can only perceive what concerns our material world. And of course we can get an idea of it. But we always want to know where these levels are. We get the impression that all these levels of development are close to our earthly level. We know that the spiritual world and the earthly world penetrate each other without disturbing each other. Is that true? Joseph, yes, in part, yes. In part, not? Joseph, yes, where you live, there are spiritual spheres, that is clear. And on the stars and everywhere there are different levels and spiritual spheres, even inside the earth, everywhere. Everything is exploited, and the distance doesn't play a role? Joseph, no, no. It is difficult to explain to you, and you will not have the concepts to absorb it now. When you are with us, you will experience it yourself. You will be led here or there, and then you will have completely different concepts and will be able to perceive it. Do people in the spiritual world also talk about us humans? Let's say about everything that is currently happening to us, about all these current problems? Joseph, those who are interested in it talk about it. There are very many earthbound people who are very interested in it. Dear Joseph, it seems that the work that was given to this Sebastian is also somehow symbolic of what he used to do, that is, for the past, and then for what he should have done later, or what he was slowly led into. Joseph, yes. Everything is always so meaningful, and every spirit is taught so much during this period of training. And the life that one experiences in the spirit is explained in the same way. And through this experience one then finds understanding more easily. I am returning, dear brothers and sisters. May God's blessing accompany you on all your paths, and recover in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever is sick in body and soul or only in the body, shall recover. God's greetings. Report of the ascending spirit being Sebastian and answers to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Headline, next case. October 4, 1967. Ruth the burden of irreconcilability. Purification path of a quarrelsome, ill-disposed soul. Joseph, greetings from God. My dear brothers and sisters, it is I, Joseph. I have the task of telling you what happened to our spirit sister Ruth when she entered the spiritual world. I have to report this because she is standing here next door and listening. Ruth had a family, 7 children, but she was not a good mother and wife. She was quarrelsome and talkative, and she caused a lot of harm among her acquaintances and in her own family through her unsettled nature and quarrelsomeness. Her own children distanced themselves from their parents' home when they were adults. So I don't want to explain anything more about it, because you will hear what happened to this sister. And so the hour of death came for her. When her spirit had separated from her body, she saw an angel of God. He was floating about 2 meters above the ground. She herself had stood next to the bed immediately after she had opened her spiritual eye and left her body. She stood next to the bed because she was so tied to this environment and also somewhat to her body. She was not yet fully aware of what had happened to her. She now saw this angelic being floating in this room. It was wearing a lavish robe, and this robe moved as if a gentle breeze were passing through it. So our sister Ruth could only be amazed. But then she also saw her relatives standing around the bed and talking about the death that had occurred. Now she was actually aware that something had happened to her, but she was not yet really convinced of it. The angelic being came up to her sister and said to her, "Actually," and this was the greeting that was the opposite of those greetings where spirit brothers and sisters are received with joy and greeted and embraced with joy, "Actually, you belong in prison." The sister was astonished by such words and she protested, "No, I don't belong in prison." She did not yet really know whether she was actually dreaming or whether she had really died, because she had not expected something like this. And the angel repeated his words, saying, "Actually, you belong in prison immediately." And again she was outraged. Then the angel said to her, "Good, you will now remain bound to this house and its immediate surroundings. I will lead you to where you are allowed to go. Come, follow me." She went with him, actually more out of curiosity, and now realized that walls and doors were no longer an obstacle for her, that she could walk through them. But she was tied to the floor while the angel was floating. He asked her to leave the room and go up one floor. So she went up the stairs, step by step. But the angel did not have to do this. He was floating at a distance of about 2 meters above the floor. There were more rooms on the upper floor. Her children were now gathered here and were discussing what to do now after the death of their mother. Now Ruth could hear what was being said. Not a tear was shed, and she had to realize that there was a feeling of relief about her death. It was not long before neighbors who had heard of her death also came. They also came into the room where the relatives were gathered. No condolences had been expressed, but there was an atmosphere of relief. So people were happy about this death. But now this sister also had to hear the unpleasant things, because now the siblings had repeated and told each other many things about the wrongs their mother had done to them. The neighbors who had come also spoke of how this woman had slandered them and caused them so much suffering. This spirit sister now had to listen to all of this. The angel said, "Do you hear what they are saying?" And she claimed that what they were saying was not true. But then the angel had this past brought before her eyes, and it became clear what she had lied about. Now nothing could remain hidden. Slander and everything she had done to the others were now obvious. So there was no more denial for her. But she did not want to admit it and had many excuses for herself. The angel said to her, "You do not hear a good word about yourself," and he told her, "Follow me." They then went together to a neighboring house. There they also spoke about the death of this Ruth, and the same thing was said. They also said that God would punish her for the evil and bad deeds she had committed. Now there was finally peace in the neighborhood and in the environment, and it was good that she had died. And some said, "I will never forgive her for what she had done to me." So people did not speak well of this sister, and she had to listen to everything. Even if she denied it, it was of no use to her. This spirit of God had the opportunity to show her the past, and so she relived it and she experienced and saw the truth which was now expressed in the spiritual realm. The angel asked her, "Can you now understand that you belong in prison?" "No," she replied, "I do not belong in prison." She could not understand that, and she did not want to go to prison. Then the angel said to her, "Good, now you will return to the house where you lived. You will hear a lot more. For the time being you have no access to the spirit world of God, to those elevated spheres. For the time being, you remain bound to this house on earth. You have the opportunity to hear what is being said about you." She was to stay in this house, but was also allowed to visit the neighboring houses, that is the immediate surroundings. The surroundings she was allowed to visit were limited for her. It was the surroundings in which she had caused the greatest harm. Now the angel said goodbye and said, I will look after you later. You now see what you have achieved, and it would be good for you if you remembered the prayer that is prayed by Christianity, forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. So the Spirit of God took his leave and she was left to herself. Of course, she realized that she was not the only spirit living in this house and the surroundings, but she also noticed that the other spirits had free entry and exit, that they came from far away and were free, not bound like she was. She now thought about everything that had been said about her. She had no forgiveness for these people, but was rather angry with them and wanted to take revenge accordingly. She sought out these neighbors who said they were glad that she had died and that peace now reigned, and also those who said, I will never forgive her. Now she pursued these people wherever she could therefore pursue them in this environment to which she was bound. But she was not allowed to accompany these people any further when they left the house and went away. But she had just enough time for her revenge. When she met these people who did not speak well of her, she went very close to them. And since she was dragging a cloud of impurity with her, she was able to transmit this impurity to these people. She enveloped them in the dirty, impurity. An explanation for this. With a good spirit, the opposite happens. A spirit of light warms and radiates its light through the people it accompanies, and this for their benefit. With this spirit sister, it was the other way around. She, who had such evil thoughts in her mind, also had very impurity around her spirit form. These people took on this impurity. They felt bad, sick, spiteful. Yes, this sister Ruth was able to transmit her nature to others, making them unwilling, quarrelsome, dissatisfied. In this way, she carried it on and took revenge. All of this was possible for her in the area in which she was banished. When those people left this environment, moved away from their house, this dark odor slowly dissipated and they felt better again. Well, this Ruth did this for a long time, because she wanted to take revenge. She was happy about it because she saw the result. She saw how dissatisfied these people became and how she had the opportunity to transfer something of her own will, of her wishes, to others. An explanation for this. This is how an evil spirit penetrates a person, or it walks alongside the person and influences them. Now this sister Ruth had done this for a long time and had no forgiveness for anyone. She had also met people she knew who did not speak badly about her or who said that God should have mercy on her, God should forgive her. These people had not persecuted her, they had nothing to expect from this unfortunate spirit. But she remained connected to the others, she did not want to forgive them. They were people who did not have the ability to forget and forgive the evil they had endured, so they also had to endure weight of this unfortunate spirit, it had influenced them. This went on for a while, Ruth remained so unforgiving that she had no desire to ascend to God. She heard the words the angel spoke to her again, you belong in prison. Her spiritual world was very small, she was enchanted. She saw other spirits, happy, blissful spirits, coming and going in the house. Blessed spirit brothers and sisters also came to her and warned her that she should finally be able to forgive and align herself with God and try to pray, to ask God for forgiveness. She could not, because even as a human being she had not had a deeper connection to God. The whole nature that was once expressed in her human life was now in her soul, in her spirit, in her mind. Everything was expressed in the same way, because it had not simply died with earthly death. This thinking, this action remained rooted in her, it was a part of her personality. So these vices were also expressed in the spiritual world in the same way. So she was not ready to forgive, and she was not smart enough to think about it and to realize that things could not go on like this forever. So the angel of God came to her again and said, now it is enough. Now it is time for you to go to prison. She resisted and said, I do not belong in prison. You said that this is my place and I am staying here. Then this spirit of God answered, well, you have not forgiven anyone. Even if these people are not able to forgive you, at least you could have changed your thinking. You could have asked them for forgiveness, even if they do not see you.